Hello and welcome to a fantastic episode of Cryptids, Folklore or More, a podcast where we discuss whether cryptids are purely folklore or more. So why the creation of a fake adjective? Well, in this episode, we are going to be exploring a cryptid that dwells in the desert, and not just any desert, but the Gobi Desert, the sixth largest desert in the world. It spans across Central Asia and is said to contain a massive sand-dwelling worm. So, did someone watch or read Dune perhaps one too many times and have a heat-induced hallucination of such a creature? Or is there any sand grain of truth to the story of this cryptid? Stick around to find out after this message. The Mongolian death worm is a legendary creature from Mongolian folklore. It's often described as a large serpentine worm that can be up to 5 feet long. Its body is said to be a bright reddish color and has a thick segmented appearance resembling a giant bloated worm. Some descriptions of the creature even describe it as having the ability to spit an acid-like substance. Stories of the Mongolian death worm in the Gobi Desert region date back to the early 20th century, when tales of a massive worm or snake-like creature would start to be heard by explorers from locals that live within the Gobi Desert region, where it went by the local name of Ogoi Korkoi. An early written recording of the legend came from a 1926 book titled On the Trail of Ancient Man, written by Roy Chapman Andrews, an American adventurer and naturalist. Andrew led several expeditions to the Gobi Desert region throughout the early 20th century due to an interest in the region brought on by being a proponent of the out-of-Asia theory of mankind's origins, a theory that brings forward the idea that modern humans originated in Asia and not Africa like it's commonly believed. He was a serious and legitimate explorer, finding ancient fossil remains of dinosaur bones, dinosaur eggs, and mammals throughout his expeditions. A real Indiana Jones-like figure. In his book, he recounted a story he had heard from a 1919 gathering of local officials in the region that described the Mongolian death worm, but it should also be noted that he wrote, and I quote, "None of those present ever had seen the creature, but they all firmly believed in its existence and described it minutely," unquote. Of course, such a tale of a potentially undiscovered creature would ignite interest, and a new cryptid tale was introduced to the world. In 1932, in a follow-up book titled The New Conquest of Central Asia, he would provide further details on the creature, stating that it lived in the most arid and sandy regions of the Western Gobi. Other explorers and scholars, and I guess you could even describe them as monster hunters, would continue to hear tales from locals of the creature throughout the later 20th century, and some would even lead expeditions into the region to try to finally catch sightings of this creature. The most obsessed of these would probably be a gentleman by the name of Ivan Mackerel, an adventurer with a unique interest in paranormal and cryptid tales. In the early 1990s, Mackerel believed it would be possible to draw the creature out from beneath the sands through the usage of explosives planted on the surface. Unfortunately, all this accomplished was the kicking of sand, and no creature was uncovered through the efforts. In a future expedition conducted by Mackerel, the desert was combed over delicately by aircraft, but once again, this effort bore no fruit in uncovering the worm. All the way in 2008, the television show Destination Truth did an episode about the Mongolian death worm. The host of the show, Josh Gates, and his team set out to investigate the cryptid in Mongolia's Gobi Desert. They met with local Mongolians who shared stories of the death worm's terrifying abilities, including its supposed ability to spit lethal venom and even give out electric charges. The team used a variety of equipment, including infrared cameras and heat sensors, to search for signs of the creature's existence in the vast desert. But unfortunately, once again, no definitive evidence was ever found of the creature's existence, which continues to this day to be a mystery. So, despite all these efforts, how plausible is this creature's existence? One trend among all the tales of the Mongolian death worm is that all stories of its existence seem to be second-hand accounts in the form of stories told by locals of the regions. There don't appear to be any known concrete sightings of the creature. Of course, this doesn't totally discount its existence. Perhaps it's a creature that rarely surfaces from beneath the Gobi sands. Let's do an examination of its environment and what it would take for such a creature to even survive in this environment. The Gobi Desert is an extremely harsh and barren environment. Many associate deserts with heat, but the Gobi Desert is what's known as a cold desert, with an average annual temperature of around 37 degrees Fahrenheit, or 2.8 Celsius. Temperatures can fluctuate massively, with winter temperatures reaching as low as negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The Gobi Desert also receives very little in the way of rainfall annually, only averaging about 8 inches a year, a majority of which is in the bitterly cold winter months. Now let's take this and apply to what we know about standard everyday worms, assuming they are somewhat related. Regular garden worms come out when soil is moist after rain. You typically won't see them otherwise. Science doesn't even 100% know why this is the case, but theories purport that the vibrations of the rain hitting the surface attracts them, and the moisture allows them to move around more easily along the surface in search of food or other surface activities. When you apply this to an environment such as the Gobi Desert, if the Mongolian death worm were to theoretically be real, it would logically make sense for it to rarely, if almost never, even surface. Perhaps the reason for the lack of sightings stems from its spending 99% of its life below the surface of the sand. This is one way I thought of explaining the creature when assuming it to be existent. Others have attempted to debunk the existence of the Mongolian death worm. One way is by explaining it as a case of mistaken identity, and that culprit being a local snake known as the Tartar sand boa, which has been cited as the source of the legends. In 1983, a Tartar sand boa was shown to some locals by researchers who seemed to agree that the creature was the same one believed to be the Mongolian death worm when they showed it to locals. So, what's the consensus on this cryptid? Many view it as being debunked due to mistaken identity and the lack of concrete sightings, but to many, the legend still seems to persist with expeditions being conducted in search of it well into the 21st century. Many believe the story to have been an inspiration for pieces of culture such as the Doom books and even the movie Tremors. Great movie, by the way, everyone should check it out. In conclusion, I can't say I believe in the story fully, but it's not impossible, especially when you compare it to the activities of a regular everyday worm. I feel like such a large creature would be felt or photographed more often, but then again, it is a large desert where it is difficult for even humans to survive. If it were to be real, I would think the reason for the lack of sightings is due to it spending a vast majority of its life under the sand, rarely coming out and only emerging during the rare rainfall in the desert that occurs during the winter months, similar to a worm. Thinking about it, I don't even remember the last time I saw a regular worm. I would be interested to hear what the audience thinks about the plausibility of the Mongolian death worm. You can send us your thoughts and feedback at cryptidsfolkloreormore@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page. This brings us to the end of another fascinating cryptid case. Like always, unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.